Today, clashes broke out between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians during protests against President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The announcement reversed nearly seven decades of U.S. policy. It's seen as a victory for Israel and a blow to Palestinians. The Palestinian group Hamas has already called for a new intifada or uprising. Neri Zilber and Gaith Al-Omari are fellows at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. They join us now. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And Gaith, let me start with you. What was your reaction to this announcement from President Trump?
This announcement has put the Palestinians and the Palestinian president in a politically untenable position. He has been involved with the Trump administration in trying to relaunch the peace process. Right now, politically speaking, it's very hard to see how he can do that.
Why do you think President Trump made this decision?
I believe it was a purely domestic calculation. If you look at the speech yesterday, it was classic Trump. He said, I'm different from previous presidents. He said, I keep my word, my election promises. And that was basically it. It was a domestic political calculation with very little foreign policy rationale, to my mind.
Neri, what do you think? And how are Israelis reacting today?
Well, I agree with Laith. I think the impetus was purely domestic, if not personal, for President Trump. Obviously, in Israel, there is a widespread celebration across the political spectrum. There's been longtime support for the U.S. Taking such a move, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Having said that, the celebrations have been somewhat muted, perhaps through the directive of the Trump administration, not to crow so publicly about this very significant victory for Israel. And also, I think there's an understanding of the consequences on the ground for and stemming from this move.
Well, we're already seeing protests and clashes. Gaith, do you expect things to escalate?
The test will be tomorrow. I have very little doubt that tomorrow things will escalate, but how much is the real question? Friday is always a tense day, and what we will see tomorrow will be a good indicator of how things will play out in the next couple of weeks. But there's no doubt that there will be clashes tomorrow.
You say Friday is always a tense day. It's a holy day.
It's a weekly mass prayer. Right. Most Muslims go to mosque, and this is where people congregate. And this is traditionally where demonstrations start from.
The New York Times columnist Tom Friedman was on CNN yesterday, and he called President Trump's decision a giveaway. He said that Trump should have used the U.S. embassy location as a bargaining chip with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Let's listen.
Trump could have come to him and said, Bibi, you want the embassy moved? That's really important for you. Here's what I want. I want you to announce a ban on any more settlements beyond the settlement blocks in the West Bank for two reasons. One, that will preserve the possibility of a two-state solution at maximum, and at a minimum, it'll preserve the possibility of separation between Israelis and Palestinians, so we won't have...
Neri, what do you think of Friedman's argument there?
Well, I'm not usually in the habit of agreeing with Tom Friedman, but that's absolutely right. This was a giveaway by Donald Trump to the Netanyahu government for a transactional president, for a deal maker, as Mr. Trump likes to see himself. This was pure victory for the Israeli side without the U.S. and U.S. interests receiving anything in return.
You think he could have gotten something in return if he had tried?
I think he should have at least tried. It's an open question, really, what's going on behind the scenes. There's speculation that he might come down hard on Netanyahu in the coming weeks, if not months, in the context of a renewed push for a peace process. But right now, this possibility, I would say, is pretty remote given the realities on the ground right now.
And Gaith, do you think that Palestinians would have accepted this move by the Trump administration if they had gotten something in return?
Most certainly. I mean, it would not have been an easy sell, but if this was done in the context of a peace process, of a peace plan that showed the Palestinians what they have to pay, but also what they get to gain, it would have been easier to sell it. Right now, it's that it has put them in a corner. Look, if you're a diplomat and someone who's into parsing words, the president left yesterday enough wiggle room for the resumption of negotiations. The question is political. Is there a Palestinian or, for that matter, an Arab leader who in the short term can engage with this administration? So diplomatically, we had a chance. I'm afraid we might have missed it for the time being. Things might stabilize in a few months and we will have a new chance. But right now, I don't see any progress.
Do you think it's possible that this was a negotiating tactic in a long game for a peace deal?
I would have made that argument had we actually had a timeline for a launching of a peace process. What we've had over the last few months is talk that Mr. Kushner, President Trump's envoy, is working on a peace deal. There is no timeline for presenting this proposal. There is no process. You use pressure, you use leverage when something is ongoing. When nothing is ongoing, leverage is wasted.
Neri?
Yeah, I agree with Leith. I think the most vexing question coming out of President Trump's speech yesterday is why now, obviously? And also, what is there for the U.S. to gain vis-a-vis the broader Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the renewed push, really, declared already since the beginning of the Trump administration, for the ultimate deal, as Trump calls it. So if that's the objective, why take the step that they took yesterday?
That's Neri Zilber and Gaith Al-Omari of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Pleasure, Jeremy.